So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 9. Janma karma chame divyam evam dvabeti tathata chakta deham punar janma Naitimam iti so Arjuna.
Okay. I think let me ask them if some don't understand English, we can translate.
Et Maharaj se classe pour en anglais, ce qui peut aller, là, ce qui pas comprend anglais, mais quand on traduit. Tout ok, anglais? Ça va? On m'a pas dit? Ça peut comprendre en anglais? C'est calme.
No need, Maharaj.
Ok. Janma karma chame divyam evam yubhichita tata Chakta diham punar janma Naiti mamiti sorajuna Janma karma cha mediyam evam yobetitthakatam chattva deham punar janma naichimameti sorjuna. Janma karma cha mediyam evam yobetitthakatam chattva deham punar janma naichimameti sorjuna. Janma,
janma,
birth,
janma.
Karma,
karma,
work,
cha,
cha,
also,
me,
me,
of mine,
divyam,
divyam,
transcendental,
transcendental,
evam,
evam,
like this,
jaha,
jaha,
anyone who,
beti,
knows.
Tattvata.
In reality.
Chattva.
Living aside.
Deham.
His body.
Punaha.
Again.
Janma.
Birth.
Na.
Never.
Eti.
Thus attain.
Mam.
Unto me.
Eti.
Thus attain.
Saha.
He.
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
O Arjuna.
Translation and purport by the Divine Grace Laisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. O Arjuna. Purpose. The Lord's descent from his transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage. And therefore, he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Such liberation of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalist and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal Brahmajyoti of the Lord, is only partial. And there is the risk of returning to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body and does not run the risk of returning to this material world. In the Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, verse 33, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations: Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupa. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same supreme personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction, although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers. As stated in the Vedas, Purusha Buddhini Upanishads, Eko Devo Nitya Dilam Lila Rakto Bhakta Vyapi Hridi Antarama. The one supreme personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms in relationships with his unalloyed devotees. This Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of the Gita, personally by the Lord. He who accepts this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attained the highest professional stage of liberation. Simply by accepting this truth on faith, one can, without a doubt, attain liberation. The Vedic version, Tattvam Asi, is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, "You are the same Supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead," is certainly liberated instantly, and consequently, his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee of the Lord attains perfection, and this is confirmed by the following Vedic assertion: Tameva Vidi Twaiti Mrtumeti Nanya Panta Vidyate Ya Naya. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there is no other way to achieve this perfection. Sweta Swataram Upanishad, chapter 3, text 8. That there is no alternative means that anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance, and consequently, he will not attain salvation simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey, or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. Such empiric philosophers may assume very important rules in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed-up mundane scholars have to wait for the costless mercy of the devotee of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to text 9 of chapter 4 of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is entitled Transcendental Knowledge. Hare Krishna. The Prabhupada said that the most important verse, the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita is this one. Most important of all the verses in Bhagavad Gita. Everybody, every devotee thinks the most important is Sarvadharma Paritya. So Prabhupada said, this one is the most important of all the 700 verses of Gita. This is most important. Why is it most important? Surrender. One can artificially do that. One can artificially surrender. If one dresses like a Vaishnava, everybody sees him or her as a surrendered person. But is it surrender in the heart? It could be artificially done. One can also engage in Krishna consciousness or Krishna conscious activities without the interest to be a devotee or to serve Krishna. So many places in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Prabhupada used to say, One who is engaged in transcendental loving service in Krishna consciousness. Please try to understand this word. One who is engaged in transcendental loving service to Krishna in Krishna consciousness. Not the same. It means that one can also be in devotional environment but is not actually interested in the ultimate goal of life, which is Krishna consciousness. In history we have personalities, historical personalities who are on this platform. Every one of us knows about Kamsa. Kamsa was 24 hours Krishna conscious. Kamsa's Krishna consciousness was highly elevated. Kamsa was so Krishna conscious that 24 hours he thinks of nothing but Krishna. So much so that one day there was in his plate, and one of the preparations in Kamsa's food, I have this color. And Kamsa looking at the boga before him, is it boga or prasad? Kamsa's food, is it boga or prasad? Kamsa's food, is it boga or prasad? Is it not? Kamsa used to eat, is it not? His food, is it boga or is it prasad?
Boga.
Demon, do they eat boga or they eat prasad? His food is boga, not prasad. Then you go and say demon, so he cannot eat prasad. But Kamsa was born in a devotee family, so what would be his prasad? His food. His father is a devotee. So what would be his prasad? His food. Prasad. Alright. Kamsa is not actually the son of Ugrasena. He wasn't. And then one evening, Ugrasena's wife was in the garden. Vaishnava should not be in the garden in the evening. Devotees should not be in the garden in the evening. Because the garden attracts the demons at that time. Lord Shiva's associate, they will pass at that time. So if you are in the garden, be sure that you will be possessed. So she was in the garden and the Rakshasa was passing and he became attracted to her and he raped her. As I come, sir, enter into the family. Of Ugrasena. She was born from the Rakshasa. So, please, look at it very carefully. She was raped and she became pregnant. Does it require abortion or what will you do? You are a devotee. Hare Krishna. Think about it. So, Kamsa, he was so Krishna conscious that he just saw one of the preparations in his plate, yellow. Immediately, Kamsa jumped up from his seat and said, kill him! Kill him! Kill him! This is Krishna! This is Krishna! He was not Krishna, but he was so Krishna conscious that anything that is yellow, Kamsa remembers Krishna's garment. He shouted from his associate, kill him! Padupa Goswami and all the acharyas said that he was not a devotee. Because although he was 24 hours thinking of Krishna, he was thinking of Krishna immediately. Just to kill him. Therefore, he was not one who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, although he is in that environment. So, to surrender is not the most important. Is the process. And to be in environment is not all and all, because there are so many pretenders and imposters. Many everywhere. Hypocrites are not scarce. Everywhere you find hypocrites. Even in the Christian movement, there are so many hypocrites. Therefore, Sri Prabhupada said, Jarma karma tameti bam. Even you petit tap tata ha is the best of all the slopes. Why? Because anyone, Krishna said here, anyone who understands how I appear in this world, how are my activities, what platform are my activities and my appearance? Anyone who understands that, he can't be a pretender. He cannot be artificially surrendering. One who knows this in truth, one who knows this, my activities and my appearance, anyone who understands this is a pure devotee. And Krishna has given a destination for a devotee. Every devotee has a destination. Just like here in Matthew, everything has destination. Right? A car has destination. You drive it to a certain point to park there. This body has a destination. One day, it will not be functioning, it will not sit here. Even though we have a desire, but the body has a destination. Similarly, the spirit soul has a destination. What is the destination Krishna has given here? Tattva deha. After putting this body, Krishna said, my lady, you will come to me. That is the destination of a devotee. My lady. Krishna did not say you go to Shiva. You go to Brahma. He didn't say that. Mam eti means Krishna is talking to himself, a person. It's a person speaking. You come to me if you just spend the rest of your life trying to understand how transcendental are my activities and my appearance. Aja api san abaya atma. Krishna said. Aja api san abaya atma bhutanam isharupi san. Prakriti som adhisthaya sambhavani atma mayaya. Right? Ajar means Krishna is not born. Please listen to me. Krishna is not born. Ajar is unborn. Why do you celebrate Janmasthami? Janma, Ashtami, Janma. But he, Krishna said here, Ajar, Api. Api is a significant word in Sanskrit. Api is a very significant word. Whenever you see api, when you see cha, you should try to understand that. Krishna used the word here, api, means it is certain. It is certain. It is confirmed. That is the reality, and you can't go beyond it. Ada apisan abhaya atma. So my question is, why are you celebrating Janmasthami? Janma Asan, need that he took birth. Huh? Tell me. They're going to ask me many questions. So let me ask you first. This is my travel. My travel means, let me try to cheat you before you start. Before you take advantage of me, let me try and do my part. Cheat you first. So I know you're going to ask me so many questions. Let me ask you first. Why do you celebrate Janma Asan here? Janma Astami. Here, Krishna said, Aja Abhisan Abhaya Atma. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, Janma. Why do you celebrate Janma Astami? You are doing some. hereditary. Celebration. Something we inherited. Right? It's a ritual. It's a ritual. In Krishna consciousness, all the rituals in Krishna consciousness, they are external. Beyond the rituals is the essence. So, why are we celebrating Janmasthami? And Krishna is speaking here. I have no birth. I'm avoiding what it will read. Satana. Every year you are celebrating Janmashtami, Guru Purnima, the singer Chaturdashi, Ram Navami, Nityananda Chaturdashi. Celebrating the days of rituals, because our parents have done that, so we just continue without knowledge. No. He answered the question here himself. Prakritin swam madhista ya sambhani anumaya ya. Although I was born and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. A Krishna appeared in his original form, accepting a mother and a father. Devaki Vasudev Nanda Yasoda. He does not take birth. How does he do that? Srimati Radhani. Srimati Radhani curse Krishna. She cares Krishna. You behave like a human being, so you should go to the material world and behave like a human being. So Krishna accepted the human body. So he can come here and accept a mother and accept a father and behave like one of us. And in doing that, he gives a festival for his devotees to celebrate. Sri Krishna Chandra Ki Jai. That is Krishna. Should try to understand. The person we are trying to deal with, should try to understand him. So he used the word tat twa, tat twa, tat and twa. The supreme absolute should be understood. One who knows that can never be bewildered in this material world. And when Krishna appeared, what is he doing? What does he come to do? Want to come and struggle to eat rasagula here? Huh? What is he going to do here? Yada yada hi dharmasya dhani bhavati bharata adutanava dharmasya tada apanam sri jami aham. Sri jami aham. I will appear myself. When? Dhani bhavati bharata. Dhani means discrepancy. When there is an increase in religious activities. When irreligion has become religion, that's in Kali Yuga. If you're not religious in Kali Yuga, you're not recognized. Therefore, everyone is taken to irreligious activity. We have replaced religion with irreligion. And when Krishna sees that, he comes. Son of Bami, Atma Maya, out of his own sweet will, nothing forced him to do that. And so sweet way. He didn't say, I will send someone. Sometimes he sends someone, but sometimes he comes himself. Personally, Krishna comes himself. And he came many times. In all millennium. Juge juge sambhavani. Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya sadhuskritam dharma santanarapataya juge juge sambhavani. I eternally perform this activity of coming and going, re-establish religious principle, kill all the demons, and give pleasure to the devotees. This activity I do eternally. Sat over me, juge juge. Therefore, he said, Janma karma chaledi yam. It's a continuation of the discussion he's having with Arjuna. It's a continuation. So, as I appeared here and performed so many activities, if you understand them, your life is successful. You are liberated. This body is given to us for this activity. So the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada, he said, we have not been given this body to become magicians in this world. We have been given this body for a higher purpose. What is that? To understand of Krishna's activities and his appearance. That is our duty. Anything, any activity, the living entity, especially in human form of life, performed, which is outside the personal service, that life is a failure. And it is nothing but miseries. Even when you see someone who the devotee is smiling, that smiling is some bribe for him to or her to tolerate the pain which is going to come after that. No happiness. It's just a bribe. Otherwise, it will too much. So our duty is to try to understand why Krishna appeared in this world. What is the purpose of his activities? Even among those of us who are studying Bhagavad Gita, we can study this Bhagavad Gita theoretically. We can study the Bhagavad Gita to have knowledge to defend our deviation. Lord Krishna said, "Aptam paspam palam duyam." So this ganja I'm smoking is vegetable. What are you talking? This is vegetable. Krishna said, "Offer me leaf. This is leaf. What is it? I'm not against the authority of Gita. I'm following what Gita said." Prabhu, that don't understand. I'm not the one who said this. Gita. You think you have very intelligence? I can use guitar to defend my deviation. Because that is the only vegetable I know in the world. I don't know other vegetables. Why only this particular one? Why not other ones? So we can study guitar to defend our deviation. Or we can use guitar to get knowledge and try to be a competitor for other people. But one can study Bhagavad Gita for the purpose it is meant for, to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That is the goal of studying Bhagavad Gita. The Prabhupada explained everything in detail. The Lord descended from his transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of God is already liberated from the material bondage. And therefore, the returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Celebration of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. Not easy. That is why we have to study it deeply. See the conclusion of this purport. Prabhupada said, "Says puffed up mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord." What does it mean? No one can become a devotee without the mercy of a devotee. It is not possible. If it is possible, Krishna will not come. is possible is not made for a guru. Because it is not possible, we need Krishna, we need a pure devotee. By their causeless mercy only can we become a pure devotee like themselves. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection. It's not easy. The most difficult occupation one has ever ventured into is emotional self. You know what? What is our relationship with each other? What is our relationship with each other? Nasty. Not sweet. The relationship is not sweet. We are standing together and chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, but who is this? Is that a sweet relationship? That's nasty. It's not easy relationship. Not easy. But that is what we are meant for, relationship. When we get to Goloka, in Krishna Loka, what do you think we are going to do there? Relationship. Have to live with Krishna. Therefore, this environment has been made for us to perfect the activity we are going to do eternally with Krishna in the spiritual world. It has to be perfected here, not there. Life on here, we have to perfect it here. Because there is no imperfection in the spiritual world. So it has to be perfected here. When that perfection comes, then jackpot here on an empty market is so true. Krishna said, you come to me. So devotional self means that we are learning, trying to perfect our eternal activity right here with each other. This is a classroom to perfect our activities that we are going to do eternally with Krishna. We have to learn it right from here. This environment is meant for that. So we can check how we are making advancement by how we are accommodating other living entities. That in my life, I have space for everyone, not with courage, but with happiness, without any inconvenience. So the only thing we can measure our Christian consciousness. We can check where we are. And it's very important to check where we are, because that will help us to know the remaining distance and how to prepare for that. Right? You're good to know the distance. If we don't know the distance, we don't get there. We have to know the distance. Like every company, they will stop taking. Stop taking? You call it the same? Yeah. Stop. Check the stock. To know how much has been sold, what remains, and how much money they have. Is it not? You have to know how much money is there. You can know what you need more to add. Hare Krishna devotees, do we know that in our spiritual life? We're just going on thinking we are transcendental. Is that transcendence? Those who are transcendental, they are described by the Gita to be Muni. Thoughtful. Those who are transcendental, they are thoughtful. They always evaluate. So a devotee should constantly evaluate our Christian consciousness. Without evaluation, it means we are still very far from the goal. So liberation of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. Now Prabhupada is condemning the impersonalists and the yogis. The impersonalists and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal majority of the Lord, is only partial, and there is the risk of returning to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body and does not run the risk of returning to this material world. Because they, in the spiritual world, what Krishna explained, attack as I say, Surya, Nasa Sankarna, Rakaha, Jet Gatraman, Lata D, Tadam, Paraman, Ma. That my transcendental abode. If one goes in, not back again, why? Paramanas. They are supreme mothers to take care of us. Paramamas, supreme mother. She has expanded herself into unlimited forms to take care of us. So that we don't have the chance of coming again to this material world, which is full of miseries, full of dualities. Like and dislike, friends and enemy, heat and cool, happiness and distress, the duality. We should simply try to spend our life in understanding and hearing about Krishna's activities from a pure devotee who has Krishna in the heart. That will make our life perfect. Any comment or question? Yes, Prabhu.
Maharaj, we're talking about Krishna's causeless mercy.
Yes.
But what is Krishna's causeless mercy?
Yes, very good question. What is Krishna's causeless mercy? Krishna's causeless mercy. What is causeless mercy? If Krishna's mercy is there, why have you not sent me back to the spiritual world since? Why am I still here? Chanting is still it's very difficult. I should sit with people I don't want to see every day. What is the causeless mercy? I should have just gone since. And now I want to go, Krishna. Why not give me a chance to go? Where is the causeless mercy? Krishna, what is it? This question is coming from after deliberate analysis of our situation. Yes. You know why this deliberate question? We want to cheat. It is coming from cheating mentality. After borrowing money, the owner is coming to ask for the money. And we're asking, why can't you just forget this money? Why do I have to pay this amount of money? Just forget it. So, if you are a very kind person, if it is actually true that you are very, very kind, and I had difficulty, I came to you, give me money, why are you giving me another trouble again for paying the money? So just forget it. You are very compassionate, very kind-hearted person. Why do you ask me again for the money? If actually really want to help me, do you really want to help me? Is that your intention? You know, why ask me again for the money? Just forget it. Is it not? That is the question. No. Krishna's causeless mercy has brought all of us to sit here.
Can anyone here tell how he became a devotee?
Please tell how you become a devotee.
Is it a book? See, if you look at our book, it does not start from A, B, C, D. There is none of our books, Bhagavad Gita to Bhagavatam to Chitta to Tantra, Nectar of Devotion, all of them that start from A, B, C, D. If you take Bhagavad Gita, look at this Bhagavad Gita. Krishna came in the Bhagavad Gita only in chapter 2, not in chapter 1. And when he came into Bhagavad Gita, what did he do? You are a fool. Chastisement. Arjuna is already aware that, and Krishna is telling you are a fool. That is the first appearance of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, to chastise someone who is already aware that. Is that ABC? And after calling me a fool, Krishna is saying, kill Bhishmadev, kill Dronacharya, kill Aswatthama, kill Jayadrath, kill Karna. Huh? Is this religion to kill? Is this religion? This is religious activity, this is religious instruction. A religious person should not, it should ahimsa. Yes, ahimsa. And Krishna is telling him not just to kill his enemies, his own teacher who taught him how to shoot, his own grandfather who maintained him, his father left the body when he was a baby, the person who maintained him, Krishna is telling him, kill him. Krishna, you didn't kill your own guru. You didn't kill your own guru. And father, you are telling me to kill my own? What kind of instruction is this? So where is the Krishna's mercy? Krishna's mercy is that we are bewildered on unfortunate soul, wandering, Brahmanda, Brahmite, Kona, Bhakti, Wanji. We are wandering from planet to planet, suffering varieties of miseries. And out of that suffering and wandering up and down, Krishna just turned the table. Who knows when Krishna did that? And who was there when Krishna did that? Who can trace it? Please tell me. When Krishna turned the table that made all of us here to practice Krishna consciousness, Krishna's mercy, it is costless. A devotee needs to make endeavor. So a devotee cries, I'm suffering. I'm suffering. When we are crying, we are suffering, we are suffering. And Krishna sees that actually he or she is suffering. And his mercy comes in to turn the situation that we take to his devotional service. We don't know when that happened. But Krishna did it. That is a costless mercy. So Krishna's costless mercy brought all of us. How many of us sitting down here know Srila Prabhupada before ISKCON movement came to us? How many of us here know Srila Prabhupada? How many? How many of us here know Srila Prabhupada before we came to Krishna consciousness? That is a costless mercy. You don't know anybody, you don't know him, and you have decided to come and take your problem. You go to school, you must pay. My country, I don't know if it's here. My country, you go to school, you have to pay school fees. Otherwise, there's no lesson for you. Even if you're in a school and you're owing, they will deny your examination. You have to pay the fee before they allow you to sit in the exam. Right? Costless mercy. Someone has desired to come. And that is ordinary person. He has no connection with you.
Just your money. The only thing that brings you together is your money. You can pay a school fee if you don't come to class. The teacher doesn't care. But somebody has come, not taking anything from you, only your own suffering. It's costless mercy. Nothing is asking for you. Just giving you a sin, that's all. I will take care of you and make you a purified person, a pure devotee. Prabhupada went to America. Who are they, as you said, Prabhupada had? Hippies. Hippies, they sleep. They sleep under the influence of drug. And Prabhupada turned them to hippies. Costless mercy. Do they call for Prabhupada? Some of them traveled to India. They didn't find Krishna. They came back to meet Prabhupada. I created another one. Prabhupada was in America when he went to India to go and look for Guru. He didn't find any Guru. He came back to meet Prabhupada in America. And Prabhupada one day, risking his life, when he was already an old man, Srimati Moralji, she refused to give Prabhupada a ticket to go. Swamiji, you are too old for America. You will die. Prabhupada said, let me go and die there. Costless mercy. Did you call for him? Anyone may call for him to come? What of your own guru, the guru you have now? Prabhupada Vilefa, what of your own guru? Did you know him anywhere before? Huh? You meet him here in this movement, right? And they tell you, bring your sin. And some of us are so ungrateful. After going to tell him, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no flesh. After that, we are doing it. Someone has volunteered to help us. Our pay, our appreciation is to give him trouble. Like Christians, Jesus has died for our sin. So you have decided to die for our sins. So remain there on the cross. Let me do all kinds of simple activities. You care for me. Is it not mercy? You have compassion. You want to help me. Remain there. You keep nailing Jesus on the cross. So we had Christian devotees. Some of us were also doing the same thing. Who has forced anyone here to go and take a decision? Even if someone push you, go to initiation, go and take. I don't want you to be back to. Go and become Das or Dasi. Why are you? Huh? You don't want to take Gila first? Go. If you're very intelligent, you should not go. If you're a fool, then you should go. Yes. Costless mercy. A volunteer, let me help you. For this lifetime, I have signed a contract. I will take you back home, back to Godhead. So yes, okay. Thank you very much. One devotee took initiation. So the guru said, what are the four regulative principles you are going to keep? Gurudev, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. No flesh, of all kinds. Okay. Your name is Krishna Dasi. Okay. After 1 month, she wrote a letter to her guru. Gurudev, can I keep 3 principles out of the 4? You know that I'm a student. So can I keep 3 as a student? You get to know your student after initiation, or you were a student before you took the initiation. What is it? We are too ungrateful. We have Solaris Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, we lack the attitude of gratitude. We're not grateful. And this morning we're discussing attitude. We need to have the right attitude. Maybe before we're talking about attitude. Very nice. You miss it. Attitude. If you want to become successful in what you must cultivate the right attitude. Gurudev, I promise you, I will keep the four dimensional principle. So, I will keep it. And that gentle life, that is loyalty. It's loyalty. So Rupa Goswami said that a neophyte devotee gives the principle out of obedience. But from my own experience, I have seen that many devotees are keeping principle not out of obedience. They are keeping out of some circumstance. That is my experience. You can take and see. Many of us are keeping the principle not out of obedience. Because I'm afraid of you if I break it. You punish me because of that. You're not out of obedience. If it is obedience, there shouldn't be any fear. I will confidently keep it. In her presence and in her absence, I will keep it. In fact, in her absence, I will keep it the most. That's loyalty. So many of us are not loyal. We're not following the principles in Christian culture and not out of loyalty. It is out of circumstance. And whenever there is chance, we will break it. Good day, God. Can I keep two? I can try for two. Confidently, I promise you two. But give me the session. Give me the session. I'll keep two. Cheating. This will be there. So the guru, a bona fide guru, a sad guru, is an expansion of Krishna. If you find a pure devotee of Krishna, it's an expansion of Krishna. Krishna's mercy, Guru Krishna Prasad. Krishna is too far away from us, but he is very, very close at the same time. His closeness is that he expanded himself as a guru before us so we can see and follow, get instruction and practice. Under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, when we sincerely render the service according to his instructions, we'll be empowered to transcend the dualities and attain his nature of purity. Costless mercy is there. So we need endeavor and costless mercy. The two of them should go together. Costless mercy alone is not bona fide. Endeavor alone is not bona fide. The two of them together is bona fide. Hare Krishna. Costless mercy. Any other question? Yes,
ma'am. Maharaj, you said that when we go to back, well, there is no setback.
Yes.
Then sometimes you said that when we are with Krishna, every few things, then we come back to here. So this is the question of how come it's come back to here.
So the Prabhupada said, somehow or other, how many of us understand this English? What is the meaning of this English? Somehow or other. Is it correct, Prabhupada said that?
Yes.
What is the meaning of that English? Yes. Somehow or other. What does it mean? Then don't chant. Or you can go outside and chant. Chanting in a class is an offense. Not to me, but to yourself, because you don't hear what they're chanting, you don't hear the class. So you cheat yourself. So my question is, Prabhupada used this word, somehow or other, we have fallen. This is what we say in taking prasadam, right? What you know, Takura's song is, Prabhupada translated somehow or other. And there also is a Sasaka prayer, somehow or other. Right? Two places I can remember with my old brain. Two places I can remember. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is nobody than Krishna, none other person than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he used this word. Bhaktivinoda Thakura used this word. Somehow or other we have fallen to this material world. My question is, what is the meaning of this English? How do we understand this? We have used this word many times. I'm asking you a question. Hare Krishna devotees, I'm not asking Christians, it's Hare Krishna devotees, I'm asking. And I'm sure it must be like that. Somehow or other we have fallen. What does it mean? It means that it is very difficult for conditioned souls to understand that. Therefore, Prabhupada concluded, it does not make sense for a person who has fallen into the water to think, how did I fall here? If an intelligent person gets out of the water, then you can question yourself, how did I fall here? Because when you get out, automatically you get the answer. So Prabhupada said, if you're intelligent, don't remain there and ask a question. You will sink. Get outside. When you get to the shore, then you ask yourself, why did I fall? You will know. Automatically, you don't need somebody. You will know by yourself how you fell. Since my life in devotional service, this had not been a problem for me. This question had never been a problem. And I've listened to so many people talk about this thing, they all speculate. Better to follow Prabhupada. And Gita is speaking. If you go there, you don't come back again. Krishna said, you know, Krishna, if you go there, you never come here again. And I translate this word, Paramama. He's saying that there are so many supreme mothers to take care of us. We'll get there. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada said, in Brahma Samhita, if you drink the milk from the Surabhi cups, you will never be hungry again. You will never be thirsty again. You will never sleep again. Finished. Everything becomes transcendental. So, doesn't mean people don't sleep in the spiritual world. They sleep. They eat, they drink. But as we do it here, he is sleep is ignorance. Then if he sleep, it's another situation for pastimes with Krishna. Another one. Very powerful. We should go there. Krishna is telling us, come there. Just try to understand my activities. And if you do that, your destination is that you come to me. So a devotee having fear, insecure, is because we are ungrateful. We are not appreciative. And we are not sincere. What do you think? You have a question?
Yes. Krishna, suppose that this material world is a place of misery.
Yes.
But some person do not find this place in the misery. They don't find that this place is there is no misery. Just as in Europe now, it's minus 30 degrees.
That's enjoyment?
Yeah.
That's enjoyment.
They are thinking. It's in Poland it's minus 30 and it's in Germany also. But still, they think that this place, they are enjoying the snow.
Indra, the king of heaven, made offense And the result was that he became a thief. But Brahma came to him. Seeing Indra was eating stool, Brahma was so mortified. Indra, this is what you are doing? Go back to your position. Indra said, for what? What would I do there? That fresh is true, there. I'm happy here. See my pig legs? Many. You man, woman, you have only one child, but pigs, many, 12 at a time, 16 at a time. Will I have all this there? Lord Brahma was sad. It was sad to see, Indra, you are speaking like this? Don't disturb me. I'm happy here. So, what kind of happiness is that? It means that are beyond the human platform. Therefore, they cannot see anything. The situation, they are not human beings. Too degraded. When you see a pig eating stool, how do you feel? An obnoxious activity. This is very bad. This is good. Was the pig not enjoying it? That is his delicacy. He's relishing that and he's happy. They are fools. Very unfortunate. Not every soul in human body is a human being. We have become so degraded that we have the human body, but we are the living dead. So what is happiness in eating soup? Even when the demigod sees, not even eating stool, when demigod sees every one of us here, you are eating, you are thinking, see how wonderful I'm eating, I'm enjoying my life. When demigod look at you, well, look at this ugly short man who is suffering. You see what he's eating, this is useless. Because the food they are eating there is times 100. The quality, the best quality food burger we have in this material, when you multiply it by 100, that is Indra's life. So when he sees us here, look at these people, they're just suffering. When you hear about Bhim, Arjun, all these personalities that hear, what is their height? Putana was 12 miles long. What is their height? Putana is 12 miles. Right? In every planet, if you enter into Indra's capital city, everything is free for enjoyment. You can drink, you can eat, you can do anything you want to do, and if you get tired, just enter a pond. Just dip into a pond and come out fresh, strong, and continue. And some of us are looking for that. You can't get it. What is enjoyment? Leave them to suffer because they are destined for that. Buddha, Jalmani, Jalmani, Mamba, Prabhupada, Bah. Okay, sir, they will never tell me. I put them in a situation whereby they will never have access to me. They will remain there. It's a butter. They will suffer. And then when people from Brahmaloka see the heavenly entities enjoying, how do you feel? When you look at these people from heaven, they are suffering. Just see, they are just suffering. What is he eating? Is it for human beings? Remember, they are thinking, well, enjoy it. And from my point, I want to look at people there. Oh, it's a pity. You see, I believe it's just suffering. It's a pity. And when you look at the person, you want to see people from my point. See, just see this. What are they doing? They are worshiping somebody. Si. T'as dû m'arrêter. C'est la fousse. My dear Krishna, embrace themselves and they play. You play together, free. There's no reverence. Freedom. Complete enjoyment. On the prayer. Brahma Sokam to Alantam. Yes. So leave them. Do they have hospital in Germany?
Yeah.
Ah, they have hospital?
Yeah, yeah.
For what?
No, mine.
They are enjoying. Why hospital? They are enjoying life. Why should we have hospital there? Hospital is for what?
Suffering.
Eh? Suffering people. Is prison in Germany?
Yeah.
Wow. Who enjoys in prison now?
They say that they are enjoying.
Oh, they do. Yes, in India, in India. So, one of the prime ministers went to the jail, the psychiatric hospital, to visit the hospital. The psychiatric hospital, so he went there to visit. So he looked at all the inmates. So one of them, my dear sir, who are you? She replied, I'm the prime minister of India. He laughed. She said, this is what I was thinking all along before I came here. Right? She's telling him that you have a problem. You have a problem here. They have a problem here. How can a mad person realize he's mad? Any mad person think that others are mad, I am not mad. All of you are mad, I am not. That's how every mad person thinks. I experienced it once. Because anyone I went to work, I was stopped at the bus stop and man was there. So one charitable man who thinks he wants to do good this early morning, so he bought a loaf of bread and gave to this madman who was sitting there. The man shouted, look at this crazy man! Do I have some hungry? Everybody look. My God. He dropped the man away with his bread. And you call him a crazy man, you are mad. You come to disturb me this morning. This is our situation. I said, Teresa to Corimon, and it's time for the Poshuria. I want to go to Motoria. Not from that, Takura is talking. Accepting suffering as enjoyment. That's our situation. I said, Teresa to Corimon. We accept the temporal thing, suffering, as enjoyment. That is our enjoyment, suffering. So let us turn Hare Krishna and study our Bhagavad Gita as it is. We'll go back from back to glory. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srila Bhagavad Gita ki
jai.
Glory to assembled devotees.
You are coming for the Sunday?
Yes.